Welcome to UBU Pod. Here you'll meet incredible people who tell us about their rich and interesting lives, of being visible, of working through challenges, and of coming out the other side. There's so much power in people's stories, and as a curious person, I love finding out how people tick. I'm your host, Megan Hamilton. I'm a speaking, visibility, and confidence coach, and I help you be you. Welcome to another episode of UBU Pod. I am so thrilled today to have my guest, Mira Rutter. Mira coaches female entrepreneurs to discover who they truly are and connect with what's important to them. She teaches them a pioneering female-centric way to manage their time and energy and help them develop an empowering mindset so that they can focus on what matters most. Ultimately, Mira enables her clients to create a thriving business they love and enjoy a healthy and balanced life. As a motivational speaker, Mira is on a mission to inspire more women to lead a life on their terms with more ease and flow. That sounds good to me. She has spoken on a variety of virtual and physical stages, including Google Campus London, Barclays Bank, WeWork, Bright Talk, and has been interviewed on the Entrepreneur Way podcast and Coach on Fire radio show. Welcome, Mira.
Thank you. Wonderful to be here with you, Megan.
Oh, I'm so glad to be talking to you again. So Mira and I have talked a couple of times. We belong to a group together and we were on a networking call recently, which is where we decided to get set up. One of the things that first really drew me to you was you had mentioned something in the group that we belong to about aligning your cycle, your menstrual cycle with your life, basically. And the thing, and that I was like, yes, I need to know more about that. And I wonder if we could start with that because, you know, most of the people that I work with and that listen to my podcast are menstruating people and really tapping into the subtleties that our cycles can cause. Cause I know, you know, even with a client that I had this morning, I was explaining to her that our menstrual cycles can even change the quality of our voice. And she was like, what? And I said, yeah. And then I told her that I was going to be speaking with you today as well. So let's just use that as a launching point. When did you first discover about how our cycles can affect us? And when did you get interested in that?
So I got interested in this about January last year, and I was on a personal kind of exploration. And as a coach, I always talk about getting to understand yourself better and what makes you tick, what drives you, you know, how you function. And for people with periods, like that is one thing we never really are taught to explore. And it's like another level.
Yeah.
Of understanding yourself. And one of the things is like my personal story is that a few years ago, I started off as a productivity coach, and I expected to be showing up every single day in exactly the same way, to be super productive in the traditional understanding of productivity, and like to be churning out. And there were times when I didn't feel all that productive. Like usually I'm pretty good with my energy levels, but naturally there's some moments when I'm lowering, like my energy levels are lower, and I would beat myself up and I would think, what kind of a productivity coach am I if I know all about the energy and so on? And it was not good. And that was sending on a downward spiral. Last year, I started reading more about that and understanding more about the hormones. And yes, many moons ago, I studied biology at school. But talking about our periods, it's been like generally quite a thing of a shame. And you really the only thing that you ever maybe discuss with friends would be like how heavy it is or how painful it is. But nobody talks to you about all the amazing things that happen as part of being able to understand your natural cycle and the ebbs and flows that you go through. I know the amazing kind of wisdom that is hidden, and you just have no clue.
Yeah, you're right. It's so taboo. You were reading about it and it tipped you off, and then you just got interested in it and started to research.
So, okay, this is quite personal, but and maybe my husband wouldn't be particularly happy for me to share this, but we've been on our journey of trying to conceive.
Okay.
So because of that, I had started tracking more my period, and I was more interested in ovulation and these various things. And I was working with a client who suffered from really bad periods. And she said, oh, you know, I'm kind of looking into this other thing. And like for her, she would be completely wiped out for a few days around her period. And that's not something I was experiencing. And because I was like, okay, so I need to take this more into consideration, because some of my clients are really suffering during that time, and they curl up in bed and they're with a lot of pain. So that the combination of these two things made me to do a bit more research around how can you understand your period better, and what are the different cycles. And then I started reading a couple of really good books, but one book in particular, and we can link to it later on in the show notes, that talks about the cycle. And it's not just about your business, but it's about exercising, getting in sync with your cycle, food, nutrition, and being able to kind of look at, you know, naturally for visibility, for example. There, you've probably noticed yourself and your clients that the moments when they feel more like being visible and speaking out and being interviewed, presenting, going out there, socializing with people, virtually or in person. And then the times when naturally, whether you're introvert or extrovert, that doesn't really matter. Like as a person with period, there are moments when you feel more in that, you go a bit more inward and you want a little bit more peace and quiet. You don't necessarily feel quite as social. You don't necessarily want to speak up as much. And that is part of the hormonal change that we experience during our cycles, because of the combination of the hormonal composition that evolves during the cycle.
Okay. So please allow me to, I'm going to sort of make a parallel connection. And I, you know, you have a background in biology. So if anything I'm saying is counters that, then please go ahead. But I love to follow the moon cycles as part of my spiritual practice. And, you know, I just find it really useful to connect to certain phases of the moon and to sort of practice being intentional. So when the moon is new, I like to think about what I would like to create in my life, what I want my life to look like. When the moon is full, I like to release anything that doesn't serve me. I like to think about what I can get rid of that is not helpful for me. Now, my understanding is that before we had electricity and light inside, most women were on similar cycles, and that was because of our exposure to light. And so we would have the same exposure to light because of we didn't have inside light. And so everybody would sort of be outside the same and be inside the same, and there was light and darkness. And so that changed when it changed with the Industrial Revolution, certainly when our working habits changed, when we had to push through our natural cycles of sleeping and our circadian rhythms. But it used to be, and again, you know, I think there's lots of different opinions about this and lots of different backgrounds, but most people would menstruate around the full moon and ovulate around the new moon. And so, and even the idea of releasing according to when you were having your period, or manifesting, you know, the idea of when you were ovulating, sort of has always made sense to me as a person who follows the moon cycle and sort of particularly interested in stuff like this. And I'm wondering if, you know, if that speaks to you, if any of that has ever, if you've come across any of that in your goings on as well.
Absolutely. Yes. So one of the people that I kind of followed, she talked about either or both together. Obviously, sometimes if your period starts at full moon, that's it, then you tend to follow your period rather than the moon. But yes, right. It's exactly the same cycle. And for people who are later on in life and they no longer menstruate, then if they want to have more of that cyclical living, they can use the moon.
Oh, what a good idea. I love that. I've also wondered too, if we don't can follow a hormonal cycle even after we finish menstruating.
Yeah. And also there is a difference between whether, like, if you're taking contraceptive or other hormonal things that tamper with your control effectively your hormones, mm-hmm. then in those cases, again, using the moon would be more beneficial because any artificial hormones impact on you effectively. So then getting in touch with the moon and the moon cycle is exactly the same. I have noticed sometimes that there have been times when I follow the moon cycle more closely, and there have been times when I haven't. And I literally, the last full moon, I realized it was full moon when I kind of looked out, or something made me pay attention. I was like, oh yes, it's full moon. But internally, I was feeling it. And I was like, I felt like shedding and letting go. And yeah.
Oh yeah. Yes.
So, like, even without knowing consciously today's full moon, I was absolutely feeling it. And even it was like around the time that maybe I had just before I had started paying attention to the full moon, which was earlier than paying attention to my period. It was a few years ago, maybe like around 3 years ago. And I remember there was some big moon that was very influential and like stirring a lot of people. And then looking back at it, I was like, oh yes, that makes sense, because things were on edge. And my husband and I, we get on really well, but I remember that moment, it was like, and it was like
tension. Oh yeah. Yes. Yeah, I know. It's so funny. Even this last one that we just had, what was that, about 3 weeks ago, none of us slept. I knew it was a full moon, so I sort of knew where my energy was, and you know, probably about 3 or 4 out of the year that we have, like, I just really can't sleep, and it takes me forever to get there. I just feel just too awake and too energized. And I even remember, you know, when I was doing some research, I remember that learning at hospitals that they put extra staff on during a full moon, because it just always, there's more accidents. You know, people go into labor predominantly on the full moon. Like, there's all kinds of things that happen. And I don't even know if, you know, they just know it, so they staff accordingly. But I doubt you're going to go to a hospital and they'd be like, well, you know, it's the full moon, so we've got we've got more doctors on staff tonight. Yeah, I love it. Okay, so tell us, what can we do to increase our productivity? How can we roll with the moon to alleviate some of the stresses we feel when we, you know, when we book things in times when we would otherwise be feeling sort of crappy and want to lay low a little bit? How can we align ourselves with the moon cycles to just make our lives easier?
So, like, with whether it's the moon or with your cycle, the key thing is that, like, it's easiest, or the most, yeah, the easiest one to kind of pinpoint is either the new moon or full moon. I tend to focus to start more like with full moon and period, because that is most noticeable, and it's easier almost to kind of shed. So I'll talk about it like in the sense of the cycle, like menstrual cycle, because A, the period is kind of quite visible and you're really noticing and feeling all the feelings. Mm-hmm. So with that, you can notice like, what are the things that I'm going through? And am I going through the same things over and over again? And if you journal, mm-hmm. So part of that, like you said, on full moon, you tend to release. So you can use your period, like quite literally, the period is letting go of the things that you haven't used to produce new life, mm-hmm. quite literally shedding that. So in the same vein, you would shed and let go of the things that don't serve you. That could be thoughts, beliefs, behaviors, things that you do, maybe even relationships, or kind of forgiving yourself. It's a time, really, really good time to kind of forgive yourself for judging yourself for whatever has been holding you back, or that you've been doing that you haven't been happy with. So on one hand is that letting go. On the other hand is noticing, are there certain patterns that keep on coming up time and time again around the same time? Because sometimes it could be, okay, something's kind of, I'm not feeling amazing about this. And it could be a one-off. And then maybe that's fine. You know, things trigger us, etc. But if the same thing keeps on coming up again and again and again, that's a big sign. We're like, I need to pay attention and I need to change something about this. Because obviously, if this is a reoccurring thing, and I'm, before becoming a coach, I was an analyst and a strategist, and I used to kind of, that's really a big part of who I am, and that analysis and spotting patterns is really, really helpful in coaching as well. When I see clients keep on doing the same thing, and it's like, okay, so what's going on here? Yeah. Why does that keep on coming up? And similarly, especially if you journal and you notice these things, you'll start seeing and observing patterns that keep on coming up again and again.
So on that, we're just going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and talk about ways that we can use Mira's strategy and analysis skills in order to help shape what to look forward to and how to start thinking about how to make our schedules. So we'll be back in one sec.
Hey, are you a business owner? How many times have you been asked, tell me about your business? And you stumble through some kind of awkward answer. It's just this little thing that I do. Sound familiar? You want to be able to enthusiastically and confidently talk about your business. You want to be able to say yes to conferences. You want to be able to show up in videos, but you keep putting it off for another day, which becomes a month, which becomes a year. It's still on your to-do list, but it's now on page 7 underneath redo bookkeeping procedures. Well, now you can bring this back to page 1 because I've developed an exciting business growing program just for you. Welcome to Thriving Visibility, a 3-month program for ethical business owners who want to be a passionate, authentic figurehead for their business, who want enthusiasm and excitement without the bullshit, who want to be able to express themselves on the outside how they feel on the inside. If this sounds like you, make sure you're on my email list as registration opens the second week of November for a January 2022 start.
And we are back with Mira Rutter, who has been talking to us about the fascinating subject of our menstrual cycles and how they affect our lives. And so, Mira, for people who menstruate, and I also want to say that I really appreciate you using that inclusive language. I know I corrected myself earlier in the show today because there are a lot of people who are not women who menstruate, and it's really important that everybody feels included in the conversation. So what are some of the things you were talking about, patterns and journaling? What are some of the things that we can look for, and then how do we change it?
So one of the things that I discovered during one of those kind of quieter moments is that during the when we're menstruating, that is the time when we are closest to our intuition. So being so one of the things that I personally discovered, and it was more like hindsight really when I understood how powerful it was, is I remember that I had decided, you know what, I'm going to chill out on the sofa, I'll meditate, I'll journal. And that's how I spent my day. And so I was writing things around my ideal client. And then I kind of put that aside. And maybe a few weeks later, or a couple of weeks later, I was doing an exercise for a mastermind that I was part of around like things to do with filling in, not exactly client avatar, but questions like client avatar. And I was sitting on my computer and I was trying to squeeze this stuff out and it was not really coming out. And I thought, hold on a second. I wrote those notes. Let me look into them. And I opened it up and I was like, oh my God, this is gold. This is so incredible. I was like, I don't have to try and squeeze this stuff out of my head. It was all there. So all I just had to do is like type up my notes and fill in my so-called homework. And I was like, incredible. And that was really the turning point when I thought, oh, women need to know about this, and more women need to, or people with period need to understand this, because we tend to beat ourselves up, especially as I mentioned earlier, with my own personal experience about beating myself up for potentially not feeling super energetic and super productive in the traditional way. If you look at this particular example, I was far more productive probably than my most productive day trying to squeeze stuff out of my brain.
Right.
Just from having a day that looked like I was chilling out on the sofa and meditating and, you know, listening to music.
And it was, were you on your period when all of that was happening?
Yes.
Okay. So
I think it was like first day.
So writing during our periods is a good idea.
Yes.
I love that. So for those of us who do writing of any kind, really, you know, try to, first thing we have to do really is document our cycle, right? And so when you get your period, put it into your Google Calendar. When it's finished, put that into your Google Calendar, and then you can figure out the different phases. But then you'll know somewhere between, what is it, 24 to 29 days, with an average being 28 days from there, that's when we should be planning in our writing time. And what about other kinds of creativity? What about, you know, music and art? Does that tend to fall in step as well?
So for people, like, there isn't a particular time that, you know, you can't do anything or it's taboo. It's more about how do you manage and understanding based on your own energy levels, like how does happen? Because your individual, and also things evolve and change. Like sometimes I found that actually my lower energy times could be a few days before my period starts rather than on the first day of my period. Yeah. So it really, like, it very much is a journey of self-understanding and how things fluctuate. And one of the things that I noticed is that, like, there were some days, it was actually only in the morning that my energy was low. In the afternoon, I was perfectly fine. Again.
Okay, right.
So these are like things you start noticing. Yes, you can put it on the Google Calendar. I tend to write. So now I have a lovely Remarkable. So that kind of mix between digital and paper. Yeah. But it's probably better to kind of note so that you can keep on referring quickly and easily rather than a digital, because there is something around writing things by hand that just makes it's a lot more magical than typing.
Yes. And there's science behind it too. And so when I tell my students this all the time, when you're taking notes, use your pen and paper, because our brains are able to retain that information much easier. So when you're studying, certainly doing it that way is going to be much more beneficial to you. even if it does get your hand cramped because we're not used to writing. But I do the same. So my journaling is all by hand, and I'm also a musician and I write all my songs by hand. Well, that's not true. 95% of them. Every once in a while, I'm walking down the road and I have an idea. And so I will email it to myself or make a little, if I have a musical line, I'll record it on my phone. But generally, I love to sit down, open up my book, light a candle, get a glass of wine or whatever else, you know, tea, if it's during the day, and just, you know, and write that way. And you're right, it does feel more magical. And why wouldn't we try to bring those feelings of stimulation and creativity and connecting with the whole, than you know, sitting down to some fake blue light and typing up with our fingers? Doesn't sound super romantic to me.
No, not really. And putting on like binaural beats is normally what I tend to listen to. And sometimes you need to kind of go through a few until you find one that resonates with you. But for example, when I try to tap into my intuition and connect more with that, I would look up binaural intuition beats.
I don't know what that is. Can you tell me? I have no idea, but that sounds fascinating.
There is no, YouTube is full of them. It's not, there is no lyrics. So it's kind of certain set of sounds, and they're set at different wavelengths that activate your brain when, I guess, they trigger your brain to resonate at different wavelengths.
Because, okay.
Say, for example, you have, when you're in alpha, if I remember correctly, you're active, you're doing things. Now we're speaking, you're analyzing all these things. That is like when your brain is in alpha. I think, I can't remember what beta is, but beta is also quite alert and awake. And then theta, for example, is when you're deep asleep. So, and you know, when you're asleep, like you have the REM, and even then you go through different frequencies that your brain goes through depending on how awake it is or how deep. And with meditation or hypnosis, they send you in different brainwaves. So that's what binaural beats can do. If you're listening, basically you tune into that frequency.
That sounds like audio feedback therapy. Do you know what I'm talking about? There's a therapy where you listen to certain sounds and it stimulates certain parts of your brain to help you manage emotions and stress and depression. Oh, this is going to be my next thing. I know. I'm going to be Googling the hell out of this. I love that. That is so fascinating. Yeah.
Similarly, you can look up things for like clearing negative energy. So on full moon or when you're bleeding, like part of it could be first cleansing, because my theory is you can't really, we live in such a world that we're always trying to add more without subtracting and letting go. So first, yes. It's kind of what can you let go of, not just in terms of thoughts and beliefs, etc., but also things that are zapping your energy. Because, you know, you could be eating extremely well and you could be exercising and all these things, but you might have other things that are really zapping your energy that are not allowing you to do other things or distracting you and so on. So really part of it is, before you start adding, let go and subtract and clear negative energy and clear energy vampires effectively. Before you start adding on and looking at how can I do other things better, or what can I bring in more into my life, first you need to make a little bit of space.
It's like, you know, in our house, around birthdays or big holidays, when we know there's going to be an influx of new stuff, we get rid of the old stuff so that there's space. I love that. It's, you know, You mentioned clearing and getting rid of things. One of the other things I like to do around the full moon is take a look at all of my subscriptions. And it's not just, you know, the things that I pay for, like Netflix or Apple Music or, you know, any of the various business subscriptions that I have. It's also newsletters and, like, you know, your digital phone. Like, how many pictures do you have in your phone right now? What can you, you know, offload to your computer and then make space for, so that we're always sort of ready to receive, right? Because things are coming at us all the time. And I'm speaking metaphorically and practically and spiritually, like all of these, you know, because it's all the same. And the more intentional we are about making space and about making our own space, the more we're going to be able to thrive and do the things that we set out to do, because we're being intentional about our time and our energy and our focus. Yeah. I love that. Mira, this has been such a wonderful conversation. And I've learned so much from you. Is there anything that you can think of that is just sort of, you know, really, really basic, strong advice that you would pass on to people who menstruate, who want to get interested in this and who want to get started? Is there anything, you know, in particular that's like, we just got to know this?
So building on what we've just been talking about, one is kind of let go and then look at what do I want to focus on? And then from there, you would go and, okay, what do I want? How do I get there? What do I need to do? And use this and not overload yourself with way too many things, but give yourself a focus for the cycle so that you can, like, for example, around your time with, when you're ovulating, that's when you want to speak and be more visible, as we touched on earlier. So you have the period where during menstruation, in brief, is when you kind of let go, you release things, you reflect, you spot patterns, you see what you want to do different. And then the next phase is the follicular, where you start planning and brainstorming ideas and thinking about, like, what are all the options, and you come up with a plan with what you want to do. And during the ovulation, which is quite a short period, technically it's about 24, 48 hours, but obviously we are affected and we have that energy spread for a few more days on either side. Mm-hmm. And you use that to become more visible, especially for your clients. Like, no, you can't always time perfectly all, like, your whole life around your cycle, but being aware that that's what's happening, knowing that, oh, my ovulation is coming up, I can create more posts, I can create more videos, I can create more presentations, even like things that you can control and you have more, control over, that you can influence. Tap into that time. Don't delay it and wait until you're not going to have the energy to do so. So use that. And then the final phase, the luteal, which is actually split into two, where the first part you have a bit more energy and the second potentially is kind of you're beginning to wind down, is the perfect time to get things done, wrap things up. Like, what was my focus for this cycle? And how have I got on? What else do I need to wrap up to make this a good week? And then take another pause, reflect. So I found I've literally just gone through this cycle in July. And I thought this has been amazing because I really feel like I have accomplished so much. You know, some of the results, hand on heart, weren't, you know, exactly amazing. But at the same time, other results in terms of output and what I created and everything else, I'm really proud of. And I wouldn't have, but that previously, I would have probably just beaten myself up that one of the results wasn't as amazing as I hoped for it to be. But now, right, I actually have all these learnings, all this experience, and I can do so much more with everything that I've created and experienced. So I feel a lot more accomplished and fulfilled as a result. And that's like my takeaway is look at the whole thing and get in sync with your cycle. And also it's much easier to work in chunks of, say, 4 weeks, 28 days, plus or minus however long your cycle is, then think my 3 month plan, my 2 year plan, my 5 year, God knows what's going to happen. COVID happened, right? Mm-hmm. Even now, the only thing you can really kind of influence almost is like a day by day, week by week. And I find that that's a lot, a much more flexible and realistic way in terms of managing your time, your mindset, your energy, your life, your business.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love how intentional it is. I love how it connects you to nature and to what's happening around you and to zone in on yourself so that we're really self-aware. Even just the practice alone, you know, by its very nature helps us really connect with ourselves. And I love that. Thank you so much, Mira. Can you, and I'll have all of Mira's links in the show notes, but can you just, for those who might want to go straight away to your website, do you want to let us know your website and your Instagram handle?
Yes, it's ratacoaching.com is the website. And okay. On Instagram and LinkedIn, I'm mira.rata.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mira. I've really enjoyed our conversation today.
Thank you, Megan. It's been such a pleasure. And I'm really happy that we got to chat about all things moon and cycles today.
So, you know, I absolutely love that conversation with Mira. And one of the things that I don't think I mentioned or stressed enough, because I've been following moon cycles for years now, is that it gives you something tangible in nature that you can live with, that you can make decisions based on, that you can say, oh, now it's time for me to go back and think about, okay, what's not really working in my life right now? Or now is time for me to think about, what goals do I want to set? Like, what do I want to bring forward in my life? And you can do that just by looking at the moon. So thank you so much for tuning in. My name's Megan Hamilton. I write all the music that you've heard. You can catch it all in the show notes. Thank you for being here. If you like what you hear, please share. Please leave us stars and subscribe, and we will see you soon.